What's up, guys? It's Gray Haas, and you have no idea how much it helps us when people like Gary, Amanda A., David A.S., and someone called Big Easy Blasphemy, great handle, by the way, join the Patreon. Our goal is to try to get to 500 supporters over there, which frees us up to do more things like live shows, live streams, and bonus content. You can even do a free trial. So please, please help us reach our goal of 500 supporters. For the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can help Mega keep going. Head to patreon.com/megathepodcast or check the link in the show notes. And thanks. Hey friends, you've probably heard me mention ButcherBox on here before, but if you haven't tried it, I gotta wonder, maybe you just hate deals? ButcherBox is high-quality meat and seafood you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep. It takes the guesswork out of shopping, and it is a godsend when it comes to saving me money and time. And here's the thing. If you're going to be cooking meat or seafood, just give it a try for a month and see if you like it. It feels decadent to have a freezer stocked with your favorite ingredients, and truly, who else is offering you free protein for a year? That's manna from heaven. What even is manna, by the way? Anyway, today, ButcherBox is giving Mega listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/mega, and use code MEGA to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/mega, and use the code MEGA.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here, Lord, we are here, and we're ready to podcast.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where we're giving our mega church a tiny family feel by introducing you to members of our church staff and our community. It is a treat and a treasure. Well, each week I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas, everybody.
Who dat? Hey, Hallie, how you doing? That's another catchphrase. I don't even like it right as I said it.
Ooh, I like it. I think it's awesome.
How's it going?
I am so blessed, my brother. How are you?
I'm really having a pretty hard time, Hallie. Aww. You know, I did have a great weekend with my teens in Climax. We, you know, volunteered as poll workers in some underserved neighborhoods this weekend, which was awesome, just reminding people to vote on November 12th.
That's awesome.
But really, I am feeling exhausted because all the drama that just happened in my personal life last week.
I know. Well, Gray, you're in grief, I think. I mean, your online girlfriend died by shark attack. I mean, you're probably still in shock. I've been worried about you.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was hard. No, Hallie, really the thing, I think I am in shock about that, but the thing that I'm really dealing with right now has to do with my friend, I'm not sure if I mentioned him before, but Clay Mason Bannerman. Yeah.
Oh, I know. He's good. Talk about drama. His son, Raylan, who, you know, left the Marines or whatever, then knocked up one of your Climax kids, the Heimbaugh gal. I mean, that's too much drama.
Right, and that is what we're dealing with, Hallie.
Oh, no.
Yes, because... Well, I'll just tell you the brief story is I was over at Clay's. He was really giving me some grief support as I was going through this whole thing with the death of my girlfriend, Minka. And then we heard a knock on the door. And I went to the door and I opened it up. No one there. I look down and there's a basket.
Ooh.
And it just has a sign on it.
What did it say?
And it said, free popsicles.
Well, that's so sweet.
Well, you would think, you know, if it was popsicles. And, of course, I was worried. I just, you know, brought it inside because I thought they'd melt. And then I opened it up. Hallie, there was a baby inside.
Is it Raylan's?
It is Raylan's baby.
Oh my.
I mean, he's so cute. There's a whole letter in there. And it was saying, hey, you guys, I'm going through a lot. I got to get out of town. I can't raise. This is my son. And... You know, he's a big fan of Greek myth, and his name is Popsicles. And
the baby's called Popsicles?
Right, the baby's called Popsicles, which I just think is silly because when you read it, it looks like popsicles.
Yeah, that's how it's spelled.
Well, we want to change the name because we're thinking there could be just a way cooler name, like Tiguan, or Clay wants to name it Bailiff. But right now we're just dealing with this, Hallie, because we're basically two guys that have this baby that someone dropped off to us, and we're going, okay, we've got to, you know, basically raise it.
I guess that's what you're doing now.
Well, because that is what God gave us, Hallie, and we just don't know his plans. He's got a different plan than we have sometimes. So right now it's just me and Clay and Popsicles trying to figure out, you know, what our next steps are.
Oh, you are such a good friend, Gray.
I know.
And that's crazy. Clay Mason is a grandpa.
No. He's not. I mean, he's 44, Hallie. He can't be grandfather at 44.
Well, I think what you two are doing is an awesome example of exactly what Steve, our lead pastor, was talking about in his message this weekend in the weekend services. He was talking about how we all need to vote, and he didn't tell us who to vote for, but he said, you know what? I'm going to tell you what I do as your leader. I don't vote on the person. I vote on the issues.
Oh, cool.
And the issues for us as Christians is abortion. And so he likened it to a pilot on a plane. He said, your pilot's job is to get you there. Our president's job is to get us to the destination. And so, you know, the president is the pilot. And, you know, let's say that airplane is full of these abortion babies.
Oh,
and
okay.
Our president is going to get these abortion babies on that plane safely to being born. And then after that, you know, it's not our responsibility. It's not the pilot's responsibility to hold your hand throughout vacation. They just are going to get you to Bahamas or whatnot.
That's, I love when he just has these amazing metaphors
so
like
cool.
That. So yeah, the fetuses are going on vacation. They're vacation's being born.
Mm-hmm.
Getting off the plane is living the rest of your life. Yeah, you know what, Hallie? When I fly somewhere, I don't want the pilot to take me home and fix me dinner.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, hey, get me there safely. Get me to the Caymans for the vacation.
Ooh.
Safely.
So I'm sitting in my Lexus driving home, and my son Day says, Mom, I didn't agree with that at all. I think it's irresponsible. He said, you know, once those babies are born, like, that is when the responsibility starts, not ends. He said, I don't think Christians have a leg to stand on when we got all these kids in cages at the border who've been separated from their families. Why aren't we down there fighting for them and making sure that they're okay? Like, who's their pilot, you know? And I said, well, obviously somebody didn't watch the debates, because the president just told us that those kids love it down there. You know, what you're calling a cage is basically like a Hilton with an indoor pool, and they're having the time of their lives.
Oh, Hallie, he builds hotels. You know it's got to be nice.
See? Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is... Whoa. Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just like the Holy Spirit helps us interpret God's word, we have a master interpretive dance coach today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my true pleasure to welcome Miss Shara Lafer.
How are y'all today?
Oh, we are so good, Shara, and it's just really nice to see you. And I can see that you're a bit sweaty. Are you just coming from the dance?
Yes, we have been working so hard for the fall festival.
Oh, great.
Oh. And, you know, we're going a little edgy this year. We're going to do something to really knock the socks off of everybody. We've got all the youth ready to go. We've got our white robes ready and prepped. We've been starting rehearsal in the robes. But there's also going to be a contingency wearing black robes.
Oh, really?
I don't want to give away too much, but there will be a battle.
Oh, good and evil.
There's going to be a battle on the stage set to music, and it's all about, you know, this is that time of year when demons are afoot, as we know.
That is right.
And at the Fall Fest, we need to show that we are going to defeat any demon that comes our way.
That's
right.
Through
the blood of Christ. So there is one red robe.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
And now what does that, and who does that signify?
Well, it's the blood of Christ, obviously.
Okay.
I mean, if you could just follow a little bit. I mean, the music will make it more clear. It's instrumental, but the music is very clear as to the storyline as well. And the teens, they've just done a wonderful job. I mean, we've had a few duds, but we just put them in the back.
Well, I'm glad that you're bringing out a red robe. I figured you were going black and white only because you might have gotten scared off of using colors, because I think, you know, you got a bad rap this summer when you did all the different colors representing the gospel, and then people thought you were making a gay comment with having the kids be in the gay flag. And I says, no, the red was for the blood, the green was for new life, the yellow was for the light of Christ, the black was our sin, and the white is representing the perfect heaven. I mean, it's the whole story of salvation just through some colors, and then everybody thought you were doing some gay mess. Messaging or something.
Well, right.
Well, and that's been the problem, you know, that rainbows existed long before gay
Yeah.
existed.
And one thing other that I wanted to point out about the, you know, the whole use of the gay flag is that you put black in the flag, which there is no black in a rainbow. So
exactly. People don't even know the colors anymore.
I know.
And that's the problem with our, with education, the schools.
Exactly.
So that's why we do, we recommend homeschooling as always, because we know better.
Yeah. I did fine without a sex education program in school. I never had it. I honestly did not know exactly what to do on my wedding night, but you know what? You figure it out.
If you could refrain from referring to those activities.
To the marital bed. That's fair.
To the marital bed. Yeah. That I'm uncomfortable with that, especially when Dale's in the room.
Oh, yeah. You brought your husband Dale with you.
Because it's been a long time and it's been a touchy subject.
Oh, really? Is that right?
With us. Yeah.
I guess not really a touchy subject at all. Right.
Right. No touch.
You know, I think in marriage, it's OK. You can go for long, long periods. And I think that's fine.
Right. Well, and that's the Lord teaching patience.
That's right. That's right.
You know, blessed are the patient.
That's right. That's right. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit. So I say, the longer you go without touching your husband, the more fruits of the Spirit you are demonstrating. That's a beautiful thing.
Right. Well, other people. We shouldn't get into it. I am a representative of Wind Faith, the worship dance crew.
Right.
And that's teens. You know, that's right. Youth.
Right.
And they might be listening to this because they do really look up to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, they, oh, share this, share that. They texted me and stuff. They always want to know when I'm going to post a new TikTok. And you know, they really do follow me. So I just would prefer that we don't go there.
That's great. I think that's so cool. I've seen you on TikTok and you've got some moves you can really dance.
Oh, they are so good.
Yeah. TikTok is for dancing and worship and praise, which is why I have really enjoyed the WAP, W-A-P, meme on TikTok, and it's a special dance that you do where you are worshiping and praising the Lord.
Oh, so great.
Yeah, it's WAP is the name of the song.
Yeah.
And it's by a young woman named it's two women named Cardi
awesome.
B
awesome
and Meg the Stallion.
Oh,
which
wow.
I love a stallion, you know, because Book of Revelation, we got a lot of horses up in there.
I thought it stood for we are praying. Worship and praise is even better.
No, you got that wrong. It's worship and praise
okay,
for sure.
Worship.
We are praying. Oh, you silly thing. No, no, no. It's worship and praise.
Well, we should explain to everyone, if they don't know about Shara Lafer, that she leads the Wind Faith Ministry. She works very closely with you, I bet, a lot, Gray, because you're reaching out to the same Christian teens here at Twin Hills, but you're the teen interpretive worship dance coach for Wind Faith, and I just think that is so cool.
Yeah, it is, Hallie, and you know, I would say we do work sort of in parallel, maybe not all the time in tandem, but yeah, I definitely see... you know, I definitely see Shara around, and she's definitely always talking to the teens about trying to come to this dance thing that she's up to.
It's true. And I try not to get, you know, meddle
right.
with what you're doing over in youth group at Climax. But, you know, sometimes the scheduling can be a little tricky, you know.
Right.
Climax has something scheduled and Wind Faith has something scheduled. So
right.
sometimes I'll just see you down the hallway
right.
and we'll just lock eyes
right.
and, you know, have a moment of recognition that this is my territory.
Yeah.
Or this is your territory. You know, we'll yeah. have a moment, a standoff.
You know, there's a problem on scheduler because you don't actually have access to scheduler.
Yeah. I mean, look, if the church would like to provide me with tech support and a phone and training.
Right. I've asked they not do that because, you know, scheduler is really for paid staff. And you keep saying, I'd like to be in scheduler. And I'm going, okay, but she doesn't work here. And then I guess the other day you said you did work here. Is that right?
Well, I'm doing the Lord's work.
Right.
So technically I do work for the church.
Hey,
I mean,
we're
going to mince words and play semantics here. I would say I do work for the church.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I put in a lot of emotional labor, especially. And scheduler is something that, you know, I mean, we can take out the Bible if you would like. And refer to certain verses that would reveal that the Lord would want everyone to access scheduler.
Okay, I'm not sure if you could, I don't think you could find anything in the Bible about scheduler, actually.
Well, it's metaphorical, obviously.
Oh, like what? Most of the Bible.
We would not know that, you know, specific laws of this day and age are anti-Christian unless we went into that Bible and we were like, well, this seems like they're saying that we shouldn't bake wedding cakes because, you know, they didn't have wedding cakes back in biblical times.
That's right.
But we know from metaphor in the Bible that Jesus was against gay wedding cakes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just like Roman times when they would put a Christian in the arena to be eaten by lions. It's like an exact equivalency. Like you put a cake maker in front of a couple of fellas who want to get married. It's just like a Christian staring down a lion. It's very, very dangerous. And it's not okay to be forced to make a cake. We have rights.
That's right.
Okay. That's all great. I guess what I'm wondering really, Shara, is what is the email address slwindance@twinhills.org, and why is the B room booked for this for 7 hours this afternoon? Is that you?
Well, yes, it's me,
okay,
obviously.
But see, how did you get a twinhills.org? How did you even get this email? Because this is a staff email. I'm just wondering how you got a staff email.
Well, it's the power of prayer.
Okay, I'm going to have to email to IT.
And when you are someone who bakes really, really delicious pies.
Oh, I know that to be true.
You are able to get things that you want.
As far as I can tell, you've got 3 kids signed up for dance team. Is that correct?
It's not a dance team. It's a worship dance crew.
Okay. A worship dance crew. So you've got a guy in white, you've got a guy in black, and you've got somebody playing the red one. So you've got 3 people booked for 7 hours in the B room.
Okay, hang on. Now I'm going to say this to anyone listening. Spoiler alert, okay?
I'm not sure if
beep,
anyone
bop,
really cares.
Beep, but, beep, 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 beep. Spoiler. If you care about knowing, being surprised and having the full experience during Fall Fest, please stop listening right now, because I'm going to explain to you the plot the dance.
You heard it here first.
Because clearly, we need an explanation.
That's right.
Ooh. So that we can have room B.
Right. Cool. The plot of the dance. Go ahead.
So first comes out the demon.
Okay.
And the demon is in the black robe.
Okay.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
And the music is scary.
Okay.
It's actually scary music. You got to be careful. Okay.
Hell is a scary place.
Some of the younger children may need to go to children's worship.
Really?
Okay.
It may be PG 13 rated type music.
Age appropriate. Okay.
Can music be scary? I don't even know.
Well, Carmen, for sure.
Could you give us a taste?
Yes. It's like a lot of high pitch, like dee doo doo dee 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 doo doo. And then, like there's weird sounds. It sounds like bones crunching, you know?
I just got goosebumps. I just
like a witch, like a witch's husk.
Like a witch's husk? Like she's like a piece of corn.
She's just a husk.
Wow.
If you touch her, she'll disintegrate, but then she'll reconstitute herself.
All right, I'm trying to.
Like it's
very
snake
scary
snake
stuff.
Shakes.
So the sounds, and then there's a little bit of a, just in the background, you just hear the slightest sound of one of those music boxes.
Okay.
Whoa.
You know, slowed down music box.
You know, that's nothing.
Like
nothing's
it's
really
running
coming,
out of steam.
Nothing's really coming to mind.
Real scary stuff. But then the music kind of picks up, okay?
Okay.
And it starts to sound a little bit like an Irish step dance.
Oh.
A little bit of fiddle comes in.
Yeah.
And it starts to get exciting. And the demon is really getting worked up now, okay?
Okay.
Demon getting worked up by the fiddle, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Maybe somebody is being drawn to drink alcohol, booze, and beer in an Irish pub, and the demon is there.
Well, the demon represents, that's the beauty of a wind faith dance, is that you, the audience, as an artiste, I don't claim to interpret it for you. You project your own meaning onto
it. But you're sort of telling us the plot, so you do have a meaning.
Well, I am, but I'm telling you that the demon could be anything. What's your particular, pick your poison. Uh-huh. That's your demon. Maybe it's politics. Maybe it's the world right now. Maybe it's your marriage. Maybe it is you backsliding into the system of Satan.
Right now, mine is back squats. I just cannot beat my personal record on back squats.
Maybe your glutes are screaming out like the devil.
Yes, they are. They are. Preach to me, preacher.
So
The
demon is dancing around, getting worked up by that fiddle.
This is terrifying. My goodness gracious.
I'm just waiting for it to get scary. I'm not sure when that happens.
Maybe you should come to Fall Fest.
You're not picturing it, Gray. I'm terrified. Yeah, just wait for it. This is a juicy preview.
Then the red robe shows up.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
And the red robe is the blood of Jesus. And that's, again, you interpret how that comes in. Is it the voice of God speaking to you? Is it an inspirational quote that got you back on track?
Okay.
Is it the look of your baby daughter looking into your eyes, and it's up to you to determine what that red robe is in your life. But that red robe cleanses the black demon and vanquishes him.
I picture it like paper beats rock, like the paper covers over the rock, like his blood covers over the demon's work.
Well, we can't let the youth get that close to each other on stage. Yep. That would be inappropriate. They can't smother each other. They can't get on.
How do you do the lift then?
Oh, well, the lift, that's proper distance because your arms are stretched out.
Fully. Yep. Yep.
So
yep.
The red robe teen takes the black robe teen and vanquishes him into the flames.
Ugh.
Of course, they're not real flames. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry. But people will be afraid. If you are sensitive to the look of cardboard flames, if that scares you, then you should not come.
Okay.
You know, this is great. I'm glad we got some clarity on what we can expect at Fall Festival.
I'm not done.
Oh, keep going.
Well, then the music really, it reaches, now I won't say climax because I don't want to step on any toes.
You already have.
But it reaches its peak.
Okay.
And then... And then White Robe comes in.
I've been waiting for this.
White Robe comes in. And by the way, when I say robe, it's not just robe. They're also holding fabrics that are attached to sticks. So they
like
sort of
ribbon dancing.
Lyrically ribbon dance. Well, it's more of a sash.
Got it.
Attached to a stick. And they're waving it around. So it's really lyrical. And the movement is very much like wind.
Yeah. And it's very God honoring. Uh-huh.
Yes. God honoring and demon vanquishing.
Oh,
and so
I'm so turned on.
The white robe comes in. Then the music changes into an absolutely beautiful synth sort of electro upbeat.
Awesome.
I would call it praise rave.
Nice.
You know, it's like a praise rave.
How's that go?
Well, it's very much like
I think synth is awesome.
It's kind of what, like, they say the kids right now are saying, that slaps. Isn't that cool?
It slaps. Wow. Yeah, it does. They do say that. And I find it a little violent, but also titillating.
Uh-huh.
In the most pure way, of course.
Wow.
I would never imagine slapping being something
no.
that would be titillating, yeah. But for some reason, it gives me a tingle when I think about someone slapping me.
Wow, that's so unique.
So I understand the metaphor of that music slaps. It's like, oh, it makes me tingle all over.
That's cool.
Like the way your face would, or maybe your behind would if someone slapped it.
I'm so glad we got the story of the dance for Fall Festival. That is really awesome.
I can't wait for it to come alive.
I'm not done.
That's great, Shira. Thank you so much for just kind of letting me understand what, you know, not only the story of what's going to be happening with your wind dancing thing, but also just, you know, now that I have an idea of it, I can sort of go, okay, maybe 7 hours on scheduler might not be, you know, it just kind of seems like maybe that might be a little too much time, and we can probably shrink that down and give you guys about 15 minutes at the top of Fall Festival.
You know what I was thinking too, Shara? I'd be happy to share my scheduler login and password with you, because you know what? The gal who does my roots, Leslie Cook, I don't know if you get your roots done with Leslie, but she's awesome, and she and I recently traded a Prime password.
Yeah.
For a Hulu password, and I thought it was so cool because now I can see other things. I'd be happy to give you my scheduler login.
Yeah, Hallie, well,
because that is what Paul in his letter to Ephesians said, is that
right?
We must share.
I think these kids who come to Climax are so lucky to have both of you, Gray and Shara, because they need role models of what it means to be a man and what it means to be a woman.
Right. And, you know, Hallie, I just would add, you know, it's awesome. I think it's really great that Shara, you know, a few months ago showed up in this awesome volunteer capacity and wanted to do something with the youth. And even though I said, yeah, we're pretty busy, she even, you know, figured out a way to do it and somehow carve out the time from her otherwise what I'm assuming is a pretty busy life, because, you know, Shara, I did notice you are a, what's the car you drive, you're a security officer, or what is the what's your day job?
Yes, I provide security for Damon's garden store.
Oh.
And you know, because they get a lot of riffraff, unfortunately. Damon's just doesn't have a lot of stock
supply at Damon. So were you involved in the shooting at Damon's?
I'm going to say two words. Qualified immunity.
Oh, well, that's good.
Google it. And it does apply to security guards at garden stores.
Okay.
I thought my life was in danger. Oh. Now, luckily, that bullet didn't hit anybody.
Oh, yeah.
But I did shoot a gun at a crowd of children. It's difficult to talk about because I thought my life was in danger.
You shot a gun at a crowd of children?
But I missed. I mean, that's how bad I am with a gun.
Did they supply? No, that was your personal gun because they don't give guns to just a gun center security guard.
I bring my A game to any job that I do. I go above and beyond the call of duty and I supply my own. Just like, how school teachers, they always have to buy their own supplies.
Right.
I buy my own supplies and I bring them to the job. And yes, I thought I saw a child with a machete.
Oh, no.
So a machete?
Wow. What did it turn out to be?
those wood sticks.
Oh, a stick?
Like a hockey stick?
No.
Sounds like just a stick, maybe, Helly.
That you use to mix paint with.
Oh, a paint stick? Sure.
Just a ruler?
Yeah, I thought it was a machete. Oh.
You thought a ruler was a machete and you fired your gun into a crowd?
This child had fashioned it into a weapon.
Did it have metallic paint on it so it looked like metal?
Yes, he said for school they had to make a sword for the fairy dragon story. And he pulled it out. And I thought it was a machete. And you know, the machete problem in this country is at a pitch.
Oh, yeah. It's just like voter fraud.
It's at a fever pitch.
Yep.
And I thought, my God, it's going to be a mass machete stabbing.
Oh, honey.
I got to act.
Yeah.
I guess my only follow-up question there is, why was the group of children at the garden store? Or were you not even at work at that time?
It was at work.
Okay.
Oh, it was at work.
Okay.
Yes, it was adjacent. It was a school next door, but they were uncomfortably close.
Oh, yeah. Damman's is right next to Westminster Christian. That's true. That's a good school.
Well, of course it is. It's got Christian in the title.
See?
Well, it was a good school until somebody started firing a gun at them.
It was an accident, and nobody got hurt, thank God. So we're all good. You know, Damon's and I have worked it out. Westminster Christian and I have worked it out. And that child and I have worked it out, okay?
Oh, well, that's good.
That's great.
How long have you been married?
32 years. When faith keeps me young, and robes tend to cover up a lot. Isn't of the damage that time has done.
Isn't that right? That's so cool. I like a real breezy tunic, kind of Chico's sort of, linen.
Oh, Chico's. Gosh, I love Chico's.
I love it. I've really been stocking up on some long necklaces.
Sent from God above.
Yeah.
A statement necklace can change your whole day.
It puts the whole piece together. And also, it's about distracting. Some of the gals there have taught me a lot about fashion and about how you can really create, tips and techniques to distract from people realizing you have a body at all.
Right. What you do is you do a lot of draping.
That's right.
You drape that fabric over every little inch and then you layer it with sheer shimmery fabrics and jewelry.
I think in that sheer robe you put on over your other robe, I always think, and I know this is a controversial subject, but I always think you look like you could work at Hogwarts.
Look, this may sound controversial, but why can't she just stick to writing those books about the wizards? Why has she got to talk about politics?
I know.
Now, I know we're not supposed to read the books, but they're damn good. And I don't want to look like I read them. So if you think that what I'm wearing looks wizardy, you let me know. Just like when a comedian starts talking yip-yapping about politics on TikTok. Right. I'm like, stick to comedy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at my TikTok, all you're going to see is worship dance. Mm-hmm. That's
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to see me doing anything else. Mm-hmm. When you go online, if every single thing you post isn't your profession, then you should not be doing that. If you are someone who goes online and posts about sports, And so you say you love sports, if that's what your bio, whatever your bio says, all the tweets have to be about that. If your bio says mom, you better only be tweeting about mom stuff.
Yes.
It's like, it's like I try to go online right now and I try to, you know, schedule something because I am a youth leader and I just can't do it right now because every room is booked.
I mean, nice try, but as we know, scheduler works on an intraweb, not internet.
Oh.
Okay, so not quite the same thing. It's a private network. Which is something you would know if your pies slapped.
Slaps. Shara Lafer was played by Sarah Schaefer. Check out her stand-up and her new memoir, Grand. It's out now on Gallery Books. You can follow her at SarahSchaefer1.
I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.